For the past 6 years, Arizona Highways Magazine has put on a photo contest. This year's winner, 23-year-old Chiku Baiju of Chandler, is actually pretty familiar with the contest. He also won it in 2009-2010. He and the magazine's photo editor, Jeff Kidda, joined me this week. Chiku says before he took the winning photo, it had been a while since he'd shot any.
We went to Los Tuchman State Park to go shoot sunset. It was during springtime, so there wasn't a whole lot of flowers at that time. Sunset was kind of a dud, so he kind of said, oh, we should probably stick around, do some nice shots. I'm like, oh, I've never tried nice shots with flowers in them. So we just kind of hung around, gave it a try, found a pretty neat composition. It was kind of in a ditch, kind of off the trail. It looked like it was kind of a interesting perspective that I've not really seen before.
And Jeff, what struck you about this photo? What led it to win?
Well, it's just that. It's the fact that it's a nighttime exposure. I mean, we see a lot of things from, I certainly see a lot of things from the Superstition Mountains. And a lot of those things are done during monsoons or springtime. But I don't see a lot of night photos. And then what Chiku did is he combined night photography with the sparseness of flowers. But then there's these stars, these little flecks of stars in the sky. And they sort of balance the wildflowers in the foreground. And his composition is very nice, as a matter of fact. There is a balance there because there's a Cholla cactus sort of center right in the photograph. And it is part of the image, it's part of the superstitions, but it doesn't impede your view.
Was it a difficult decision? I mean, I would imagine you got probably a lot of really nice pictures.
We did, and I do a rough edit. I do an edit for the contest much like I would the monthly magazine at Arizona Highways. And what I will do is a rough edit. I'll take 5,000 images and trim them down into three categories. And I'll sit with the art director and we'll get them down to the top 30 for each category. And then as a staff, we sit down and we mull things over and we go through them and everybody's got their shots. And we don't look at names. We never look at names. And Chiku won the second time.
And what was your reaction when you found out that it was Chiku who had won and that this was a name that you were familiar with?
Well, the thing of it is I've seen his work now over not a lot, but I do check into his website every now and then. And I wasn't all that surprised because for somebody, and excuse me, Chiku, you're young, but for somebody of his age, he has a very mature eye. He sees things very well, whereas somebody his age, what I see a lot of, is people copying the style of others. And he really has his own vision already.
Chiku, tell me a little bit about how you got into photography, because as Jeff said, you are fairly young. You're 23. You've won this contest now twice. What's your photographic background?
It all started for me in high school. It was my junior year. I had my last elective to take, and photography was the only elective left. So I ended up taking it. Started off with film. I really enjoyed the whole darkroom process. Then we got into digital photography, and that one kind of opened up a whole variety of possibilities. So from that point on, I was just hooked. And then after that, bought my own camera after I got my first job, and then just started driving everywhere, taking new pictures, trying new different styles, different types of techniques and stuff like that.
Now, am I right that photography is not a career for you, at least at this point, right? You have a quote-unquote day job, right?
Right, right.
So what is it about photography that makes it an appealing hobby or aspiration for you?
It's just something that I enjoy doing a lot. I mean, it's not just a hobby. It's also, something I eventually want to pursue as a full-time thing. But I just want to finish up school, get a degree in. That way I have something to fall back on.
And you've done that now, right?
Yes.
Jeff, was there any discussion either inside Arizona Highways or outside that like the fix was in or something like this? I mean, that it was maybe more than a coincidence that one person had won it twice?
No, we laughed. It was, it was one of those things where we all just, when we unveiled the names, it was like, oh my gosh, there he is again. But no, it wasn't one of those. It did give us a little bit pause. It's like, something, is somebody going to say something? But the truth of the matter is even when I edit work for the monthly magazine, if we do a general stock call, say for spring flowers or fall leaves, I do not look at names when I look at him. I'm looking at images purely and simply. I keep names out of it.
Any chance you can give this guy some work?
There is a good chance I can give this guy some work. He just has to send it to me.
You mentioned that at some point you'd like to pursue photography. Do you have a sense of how you'd like to do that, what you'd like to do?
not sure yet, but I know I eventually want to get into it. I mean, I want to get back into the field first. It's been a while. It's been a hectic year, finishing up school, getting into work. So slowly getting back into it, and then eventually probably to do some work for Arizona Highways would be really nice.
Chiku Baiju, the two-time winner of Arizona Highways Magazine's photo contest. I was also joined by the magazine's photo editor, Jeff Kidda, and we'll post the winning photo at kjzz.org.